The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had embarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. So a very interesting thing happened to me this week. I had received a text, I think maybe a voicemail at the office, and then finally an email. Someone that I had known in high school 47 years ago was trying to get a hold of me. It turns out that we had been involved in a lot of things together. I wouldn't say we were great friends. I knew he was Catholic, but those aren't things you talk about too much in public school. And he was reaching out. I don't know, maybe he's reaching out to all the people in our class. I can't tell you. But he told me a story. It's a fascinating one. He's very successful. In fact, he just retired. Lucky that guy, huh? He just retired. And so he's going to go back to Kansas where we were. He's bought some land and he's going to build one of these kind of fascinating eco homes, you know. He asked me, "What about me and my brothers?" And I thought for a minute. I said, "Okay, this is going to sound weird, but I'll tell him." He knew I was a priest. He didn't know my older brother was a priest. And he didn't know my younger brother is going to be ordained a priest next year. And so I told him this story about how John was always going to be a priest. He wanted to go to a high school seminary. So he was always going to be the priest. And I always said, "Well, if God wants him, he doesn't want me." Which is, I really believe that to be true. And so we were at my brother's ordination. And there's that moment when you prostrate on the floor. And apparently at that moment, my brother and I both experienced something that caused both of us to go into the seminary that next fall. He was already finishing his first year at Georgetown Law School. I had an advertising design firm in Dallas. We were both in the middle of something that was really, I thought, great. I was excited about having my company, and we were doing so well. Bob was doing well, too, and had a bright future as a lawyer. In fact, he did have a good long life as a lawyer. He went back to the seminary. His first year was a bad experience. Mine was a good experience. So he went back to finish his law degree, became a partner in a law firm for probably maybe 12, 14 years. And then decided he was going to go back to the seminary in 2008, seven or eight. Then my parents got sick, and he left the seminary to take care of them for another 10 years. And when my mom died in 2019, he said, I think I'm going to go back to the seminary. And he did, and so he'll be ordained a deacon, transitional deacon, this May. Anyway, I'm telling you this story because it seems really unlikely, and telling it to somebody who knew us 47 years ago and had no idea all this was going on, it just seemed like strange. And then I started preparing my homily for this weekend. I want you to walk through the homily with me, with your imagination, and let's see what exactly is happening here. The crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God. Imagine, what was he saying to them? It had to have been a message of love and mercy and compassion. A solution for what was happening in the world, in that world at the time. So there are two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. They were going about their job, weren't they? That's what they did at the Sea of Galilee as they caught fish. Jesus gets into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asks him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. Do you think it was a coincidence that Jesus just happened to get into Simon's boat at that point? Don't believe in coincidences. Well, this event is coming after chapter 4 in the gospel when Jesus, well, he's baptized in chapter 3. Chapter 4, he is tempted by the devil. He's rejected by his own people in Nazareth. He cures people of demons. He casts demons out of them. He goes to Simon's house and heals Simon's mother. So there was a connection there. Was that a coincidence? I don't think so. He heals Simon's mother and a lot of people and a lot of evil spirits. And then he leaves Capernaum. And he runs into these guys in their boat. And he says to Simon, put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. And Simon said in reply, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but if you say so, we'll give it a try. That was the moment at my brother's ordination when the call happened. It's something that we never let go of all these years. Jesus is stretching them, isn't he? They're like, there's nothing out there. There's no fish today. He's stretching them to do what is unlikely and maybe even impossible. And they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. And they had to bring in a second boat to haul in all the fish that they caught. It was miraculous. Simon realizes what is happening here. This is something the world has never seen. It is something so deeply good and infinitely great. Here is something that will change the world. Someone who will change the world. And so he says, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. I would hope that would be the response that most people would receive when they experience a call for a vocation. At this moment, the infinite greatness of this moment shows how small we are, and yet, unexpectedly, how loved we are by God to be called, to be a part of his life. And I'm not just talking about priests and sisters and brothers. I'm talking about you here. That we are even important enough to be invited by God to belong. And then it says, for astonishment at the catch of fish they had made, seized Simon and all those with him, they brought their boats to the shore, and they left everything and followed him. Because that's what you do when you encounter the Lord in this way. You realize that no matter how much success you'll have in advertising or as a designer or as a lawyer, whatever it might be, it doesn't compare. It can't compare. And once you've seen it, it is real and so much greater than me or anything I might want. The moment the two brothers suddenly decide to change course entirely and follow the Lord. Suddenly the gospel became so real to me. And I hope it becomes real to you as well. Because this is how God works. This is what he does. So I want you to meditate on this scripture this week. All the daily readings are on the USCCB website. Just go to USCCB Daily Readings and they're right there. Spend a little time with this gospel this week and ask yourself, have I had that encounter yet with God? Should I be praying for it? Or maybe should I just be paying more attention? I have this feeling like God is like radiation. It's everywhere, right? But you have to have a meter to be able to measure it. It's a force that it keeps us alive every day so that we don't have to remember to breathe. It's just there. Pray for it to happen and recognize God when he calls you to whatever it might be. There's always more time, isn't there?